Park.
The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines on this Tuesday afternoon. High school basketball coming your way right here on KGYM, presented by First Federal Credit Union. You can check them out online. We encourage you to do so at firstfedcu.com with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom. Dan's a little busy today, one of the assistant coaches of the Xavier St. Boys basketball team, but he'll be back in there coming up tomorrow in the office. You can stop by, tell them thank you very much for helping to sponsor high school basketball right here on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Randy Krejci here on this Tuesday afternoon, the commissioner of the Mississippi Valley Conference, as we get ready for the defending state champions taking on Mount Pleasant in the fourth meeting over the last 2 years between the Panthers and the Saints. And should be a good one. Two teams that know each other very, very well, Randy.
Yes, they opened the season, and in that one, Cedar Rapids Xavier won by 10 over Mount Pleasant. But we've seen all week long, as well as last week, sometimes it's tougher to play somebody the second or third time around. But this should be a great ball game, kind of different from what we had yesterday with North Lynn and Maple Valley, Anthony Odo. It's going to be, I think, a different tempo, different type of situation, but nevertheless, a very, very good game is ahead of us.
Well, you've got Mount Pleasant coming in with 72.5 points per game. They love to shoot the threes. We saw them the last couple of years. In fact, when Brady Sartorius and Jordan Magnani were both freshmen coming in and playing as ninth graders there, and now they're juniors, averaging 22 and 12 points a game, respectively. And, of course, for Cedar Rapids Xavier, the Saints averaging in the high 50s as far as points are concerned, but they can go up and down. In fact, they love to go up and down. Some teams kind of stopped them a little bit as far as conference play was concerned this year in the MVC, where the Saints finished second to number one seeded in 4A Iowa City West in the Mississippi Division. Xavier coming in 13 and 11 overall, but the number four seed here in the conference tournament, or I should say in the state tournament. And as far as Mount Pleasant is concerned, they are 22 and 2, the champions of the Southeast Iowa Conference, which is a conference consisting of only five schools. So they got to get a lot of non-conference opponents, and that's why they play Xavier each and every year. They are rated fourth by the AP, but seeded number five behind Xavier coming into the state tournament this year. And the Saints won it all last year. Jackson Jones was terrific in the semifinal and in the final. He's one of the big three back, along with Matt Mims and, of course, Max Techow in the middle. And you've got a lot of experience versus a team that's the program's been here many times, but these players haven't been here in Des Moines.
Yeah, that's true. And of course, Matt Mims, he's a first-team all-conference selection, the Mississippi Valley Conference. In fact, their whole starting lineup got honors. Jackson Jones and Max Techow are second-team all-conference selections. Nolan Bukowski and Quinn Schulte, the son of Coach Schulte, the football coach, they were honorable mention selections. So we've got some great people coming in. And I'm also anxious to see this. Tom O'Connor, 6'9", just watching him in warm-ups. He's from Australia. He's a senior, and Xavier is concerned about him. They've got to keep him off the boards and keep him from being a huge offensive factor as well as defensive. So we got quite a matchup here.
These two teams met in the season opener. Of course, Xavier was coming off the run in football, getting to the Dome in the state semifinals. And for the Saints, they still won that game by 10. They met last year in the sub-state final down at West High in Iowa City, and Xavier won that on their way to the state championship in 2016. For Xavier here today, of course, you mentioned Tom O'Connor in the middle, and big frame at 6'9", the Aussie, and averages 9.6 points per game, leads Mount Pleasant in rebounding at 6. Xavier will counter, of course, with Max Techow at 6'7" inside. Max Johnson will come in off the bench. Bryce Schulte will get in there as well and bang a little bit with O'Connor. But Xavier's got to avoid foul trouble for Max Techow. He's got to stay in this basketball game this afternoon.
That is a key factor, and so it'll be interesting. We do have a crew that works a lot of 3A and 4A basketball, the Corey Burkle crew, with one extra person, the Charter Oak Ute superintendent, a great official, Raleigh Weavers, will be joining Joe Gatto and Corey Burkle. So these officials are used to this type of hard-nosed basketball, so we don't have to worry about the officiating, I don't believe, today.
Yep, and for this Mount Pleasant team, we mentioned they love to shoot three-pointers. They're shooting 39% on the year, and for Mount Pleasant, they have made 168 out of 431 threes on the year. You take a look at Brady Sartorius at 49%. Doesn't shoot as many as Jordan Magnani or Colin Mulford, but those three guards, they are very, very deadly if you want to play horse with them on the outside. And Xavier certainly doesn't want to do that. Now, the question is, of course, Xavier playing in the Mississippi Valley Conference all year. They've seen terrific guards up and down the line. And the defense has been stalwart so far this year for the Xavier Saints, giving up only 54.8 points per ball game, and Mount Pleasant, 44.7. So their defense has been very, very good as well, as far as the Southeast Iowa Conference is concerned. But again, like we talked about yesterday, you get to one of the big factors, and that is the scheduling. Xavier, of course, playing in the Mississippi Valley Conference. They play 4A's throughout the year, and for Mount Pleasant, 3A conference, but they play a lot of 2A's in there, a couple 4A's thrown in there, but Xavier's seen a lot better competition this year.
Right, and you know, somebody just looking at the program for the first time, there are only two games above 500, but like you said, I remember what we talked about with North Scott and 4A girls last week in the championship against Marion. That level of competition is really key. I also talked to Dr. Brad Stovey prior to the game, and they're going to keep an eye on that Sartorius. Like you said, he can shoot. The team likes to shoot three-pointers and has a good percentage going, and that will be a key also. So I'm interested in the pace of the game and the way this will turn out, because you got a 6'9 man in the middle, and yet you've got people, the guards, that can really shoot. They like the three-point game. Going to be an interesting scenario, I think, for today.
For Mount Pleasant, Paul Rundquist, their head coach, the former Maquoketa Valley Wildcat, a graduate of Maquoketa Valley, and his dad, Gordy, of course, longtime coach at Mack Valley, and now an assistant coach for Steve Bergman down at Iowa City West. And for Mount Pleasant, they are making their eighth trip to the boys' state basketball tournament. They won it all back in 2012. They made four successive trips to the state tournament back then in 2010, 2011, 2012, and 2013. And for Mount Pleasant, they are winners of their last 12 games. In the trip to the state tournament, they defeated Keokuk and Fort Madison, and then knocked off a good Oskaloosa team, 70-40. That's in the sub-state game. For the Xavier Saints, sixth trip as Cedar Rapids Xavier, and of course they won it all back a year ago in 2016, and Xavier making their third straight trip to the state tournament, and the third under head coach Ryan Lersman, the former Cedar Rapids Washington Warrior and former University of Iowa Hawkeye. And of course, don't have to go very far into the annals of history to look up Cedar Rapids Regis. I know Dick Breichbach Sr. is here along with his wife Kitty today. They wouldn't have missed this game for the world.
That's right. And, speaking of that, Adam Spanich, one of the great players for Cedar Rapids Regis, is going in the Hall of Fame. But just to echo something you said, when you talk about Coach Rundquist and Coach Lersman, they were such good athletes that they could probably suit up and be a sixth man today, you know, for each of their respective squads. So we've got very talented coaches, veteran coaches that really know the game of basketball. So great officials, great coaching, and great players in this in this 3A matchup, quarterfinal round.
Going to be a good one here today. Winner will take on Waverly Shellrock, as Waverly Shellrock got off to a big start and then held off a game Atlantic team, 58-45. So WSR moves on to the semifinals. They are the number one seed as far as the state tournament is concerned, and number two as far as rankings are concerned, with only one loss in the year, and that was to Cedar Falls back in early February on a Saturday. So winner of this one will have a tall task, and I say that literally and figuratively, and they take on the Gohawks here coming up, and that will be on Thursday night at 6:35 in the first of the two semifinals in Class 3A.
And another big man in the middle, Austin Fife, he led the Waverly Shellrock scoring with 17 points. John Stenslin contributed 9, so Waverly Shellrock looked very, very good today, and whoever wins this game, like you said, tall task ahead on Thursday evening at 6:35.
Tonight it'll be West Delaware, the Hawks, the unbeaten West Delaware Hawks out of the WAMAC. They will be taking on Dallas Center Grimes, and then Pella will be taking on Sergeant Bluff Luton coming up in the other 3A semifinals this evening here at Wells Fargo Arena. And then we're back tomorrow afternoon. Phil Dunn will join me for the doubleheader. Iowa City West and Newton, followed by the Kennedy Cougars taking on Dubuque Hempstead, making their debut in the boys' state tournament coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, you got three green and gold teams out of the Mississippi Valley Conference playing tomorrow for Class 4A, so maybe that'll be a good sign. Who knows?
Yeah, little different shades, but green and gold nonetheless. Everybody, if you were wearing green and gold, you were in good shape here in the MVC this year. Let's take a look at our starting lineups here this afternoon for this Class 3A state quarterfinal between Mount Pleasant and Xavier. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Mount Pleasant Panthers, rated fourth in the state by the Associated Press in Class 3A. They come in 22-2 and the champions of the Southeast Conference. They will go with this lineup, 3 guards. It'll be Colin Mulford at 1 guard, a 6-foot junior. And Mulford on the year averaging 9 points per ball game, but he's a very good three-point shooter, shooting 43%, 47 out of 109. Also at a guard, it'll be number 10, Brady Sartorius. He is the 6-foot junior. Sartorius at 22 points per game, shooting 59% from the field and 49% from three-point land. He can also take it to the hole, gets to the free throw line quite a bit for this Mount Pleasant team. And Sartorius will be at a second guard. Jordan Magnani will be the third guard. His dad, the former coach down at Iowa Wesleyan, he's number 12, 5'11", and a junior, averaging 12.1 points per ball game, and he is a 32% three-point shooter for the Panthers. It'll be Kiernan Kohorst, one of the two Kohorsts on the team, 6'3", and a junior. And Kohorst averaging 6.6 points, 5.5 boards a game. And then the Aussie in the middle, number 44, Tom O'Connor. And he is a 6'9 senior, averaging 9.6 points and a team-high 6 boards per game. Head coach for the Mount Pleasant Panthers. He graduated from Maquoketa Valley and the University of Dubuque, 287-150 in his career, and that is Paul Rundquist. Now in the lineup for the defending state champion Xavier Saints out of the MVC, where they finished second in the Mississippi Division to Iowa City West, coming in with a record of 13-11. Usual starting lineup for Xavier at a forward, Nolan Butkowski. Butkowski, the 6'2 senior, averaging 9.5 points per ball game, has really picked up his play down the tournament trail, especially from three-point land for Xavier. Also at a forward, it'll be number 14, Jackson Jones, who had the terrific state tournament run a year ago, the 6'6 junior, averaging 11.6 points per game. Coming off the concussion that he suffered in the last game of the regular season, he missed missed the last game of the year, and then missed the first game in the tournament trail for Xavier, but he's back and healthy and ready to go, averaging 11.6 a game, shooting 44% from the field. The center is Max Teckow, number 32, the 6'7 senior, at 12.5 points per ball game, shooting 63% from the field, and leads Xavier in rebounding. The guards at the point, Matt Mims, a 6-foot junior, averaging a team-high 14.9 points per ball game for Mims. And also at a guard, number 22, Quinn Schulte, the 6'1 sophomore, and Schulte on the year at 3.9 points per game. Head coach for the Xavier Saints, he's 58-40 in his 4 years at Xavier, and that is the former Washington Warrior and Iowa Hawkeye, Ryan Lursman. Xavier in their home whites with the navy blue numbers and letters, and the white and blue white shorts with the navy blue trim. And for Mount Pleasant, maroon and gold, their school colors. And they will be in their traveling maroon uniforms with the gold numbers trimmed in white, with Panthers across the front and the alternating stripes down the side. And our officials, very good crew. We know a couple of them very well.
Yes, Corey Burkle, right out of Cedar Rapids, and Joe Gatto, an elementary teacher in the Linmar system. He's from Marion. And the superintendent of Charter Oak Ute, who obviously works a lot in Western Iowa. We're going to let him see these great Eastern Iowa teams. Raleigh Weavers is his name, and he will be the third official. So we've got an excellent crew.
KZIA HD4 Cedar Rapids.
A little bit before
this is the North Gym at 107.5 FM.
Mississippi Valley Conference in the regular season, but probably didn't want to travel that far all the way from Charter Oak and Ute. But, yeah, three good officials today.
All right, set to go at this 3A state quarterfinal. Winner gets WSR coming up on Thursday night. And, of course, the Xavier girls were here last week making it to the semifinals.
And speaking of that, we might congratulate Lexi Noonan. Just this week, they announced that she is an All-State first-teamer, and she had a great year, and obviously we got to see Xavier play last week. And I might even bring up wrestling, because it's been a great winter season, and Josh Gerke, 145-pounder, got third in the state, and Alex Francis, the 220-pounder for the Saints, he was eighth in the state. So there's been great times for the Xavier Saints here at Wells Fargo Arena.
Been a very, very good place for them. Listening to high school basketball this afternoon on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. O'Connor and Techow to tip it up as we are set to go. It'll be Techow at 6'7", O'Connor at 6'9". Joe Gatto with the ball in the air, and Mount Pleasant controls the tap, and we are underway from Wells Fargo here on this Tuesday afternoon. And Xavier will come out with a straight-up man. He'll play that way pretty much for the entire ball game. Hand off in the high post to Mulford, picked up by Matt Mims. Magnani coming off the screen, traveled out front as Bukowski stepped out on him. And the man-to-man, one possession, one turnover for Mount Pleasant.
Almost looks like Tom O'Connor can play inside or outside. He was out in the perimeter there, so...
Little pressure put on by Mount Pleasant. They will put some pressure on, and Xavier beats it with the pass ahead to Mims. Bounce down low to Techow. Layup missed it. Blew the bunny, and going for the tie-up was Mims, but coming out of there with the basketball is Sartorius for the Panthers. Cohorst over on the right side. They bounce it down low to O'Connor. He'll turn around with the 10-footer, no good, and the rebound to Max Techow. Quick outlet. Here comes Mims. No score, just underway here at the well. Mims out front will be picked up by Sartorius. Jackson Jones between the circles works it over to Nolan Bukowski. Coming off the screen, Mims will pop the NBA three off the right of the rim, no. And the rebound out of there to Cohorst. He does all the little things for this Mount Pleasant team. No score, just underway. They drop it inside. Near side block, Cohorst fakes, goes up with a little right-hand hook, no. Rebound, O'Connor back up, good, and it'll count a foul. And a chance at the three-point play. And we said in the pregame, Max Techow's got to stay out of foul trouble. And there's his first.
That were just a minute, 6 seconds into the ball game.
It's a big body, O'Connor, down there. And he'll have a chance.
A strong one, you bet.
For that three-point play on the way and right through. And he adds a different dimension to this Mount Pleasant team. A foreign exchange student. Shooting 62% from the free throw line. 3-0 lead for Mount Pleasant. Saint basketball. Bounce up top to Quint Schulte. Circles right outside the arc. Coming off the screen, Bukowski drops it inside to Jones with a height advantage. Turns, fires, and hits off the glass in the left block for Jackson Jones. And it's a 3-2 game. Xavier on the board. Sartorius bends at the right point. Works it up top to Mulford. Now they come near side. They flip it down low to O'Connor. Cross-court pass. Ball fake. Jab step. Driving it. Cut off by Quint Schulte was Sartorius. They get it down low. They clear it out for O'Connor. He's going to back his way in. O'Connor, right-hand hook. Up, rimming good. Get too good a position right now inside. You get him down about 5 feet away, and you're going to have problems.
Yep, he looks pretty effective on offense already.
5-2. The score here in the early going. Mount Pleasant on top. High post to Techow. O'Connor playing way off of him now. Techow now the three-point shooter. Near side corner, Schulte puts it on the floor. A couple dribbles, gives it back to Mims. Mims working on Sartorius. Little yo-yo dribble now over in the corner to Tekau. He'll try the jumper. Missed it. No good. Schulte, the rebound underneath. Puts it on the floor. Spins. Now the drop-off pass to Tekau and gets the roll. Little five-footer from the heart of the lane for Max Tekau.
Nice assist by Schulte. Finding that open hole there.
5-4. Mount Pleasant with a one-point lead. Again, inside to O'Connor. They'll clear it out for him. Turns down the shot. Sartorius out front. Off the dribble. Pops a 17-footer. No on the line. Driver. Rebound. Tekau. Tried to hook the pass out. Bukowski with the high catch at the center circle. Nolan, no-look pass to the corner. Jones, three-pointer good. Picking up where he left off here at Wells Fargo a year ago.
Big basket by Jackson Jones.
All tournament a year ago, 7-5. He was the captain, I believe, of that all tournament team. Off the dribble. Magnani on the drive. High arching fall away jumper good. Got away with a little chicken wing there. But Magnani gets his first points. I think this is a tempo both teams are going to like right here.
Yes.
7-7. Mims, top of the key. Goes crossover. Now the stop and go move all the way in and got the right hand layup to go. Matt Mims with his first two, and Xavier with three different starters scoring already as Bryce Schulte is going to get ready to come in for the Saints. Pass to the wing, tipped by Mims, but kept alive by Mulford. Over goes now to Kohorst, and he kept it alive for Mount Pleasant. Out front, off the clear out, on the drive, Sartorius threw it out of bounds as he was falling down.
I think Mulford wasn't expecting that. Sartorius had the right idea, but, yep, ball got tossed out of bounds.
Jonathan Ida, 6'2 junior, comes in, and Bryce Schulte will come in. Xavier's All-State quarterback, headed to Iowa, is a preferred walk-on for football. And he's going to pound with O'Connor for a while. Schulte to Mims, far hash mark. Brooks it over to Jackson Jones. We're over the halfway mark of the game's first quarter, 9-7 Saints. Schulte in the right-hand dribble at the free-throw line. Kicks it out to his little brother, Quinn. Thought about the three, and now Xavier being patient here. They dump it in the high post to Schulte, who came in for Tekau. Mims, pop-up 15-footer. No, rebound back tap by Bryce. And brought down by Magnani for Mount Pleasant. Magnani tries to go crossover. Got doubled. Jackson Jones sliding in there with a steal, but Mount Pleasant gets back to the corner. Three up good for O'Brady Sartorius. If you give them a little sniff, they'll get it. Here's O'Connor with a block down low on Bryce Schulte. 10-9 lead for the Panthers. Magnani bringing it up, coming off the high ball screen. Pull up to the free throw line, good. Beautiful pick out there by O'Connor. And when he sets a pick, you're going to know it.
That's right.
And a timeout going to be taken by Xavier.
When he sets a pick, you better have your teammates talking to you.
Going to be a 30-second timeout called by Ryan Lersman. 12-9 Mount Pleasant here with 2:50 to play in the opening quarter.
You can also tell Bryce Schulte's a very good football player, a good quarterback, and he's strong on defense and blocks out well.
Ryan Lersman's talking about defense right now, I can pretty much assure you. The dribble penetration has hurt Xavier so far, along with O'Connor posting up inside. 12-9 lead for the Panthers. 2:50 to play in the opening quarter. Tekau back in for the Saints. So Xavier back to their original starting lineup. Ida will stay in there for Mount Pleasant. Came in for Kohorst. Saint basketball. They'll inbound. They'll throw it out deep to Bukowski. He makes the high catch. Stutter dribble, goes crossover, pull up 17-footer, too strong, and O'Connor chases down the board for Mount Pleasant. Here comes Sartorius, across the timeline to the corner, Mulford an open three, missed it, no, rebound to Xavier, as Tekau got it out of there to Mims. Matt on the run, goes around O'Connor to the trailer, Bukowski fakes, right back it comes to Mims. Little stop and go move, and then brings it back outside to set it up.
Great ball movement by Xavier, unselfish.
2:15 to play. Mims a jab step. Right of the circle. Back to Bukowski. He'll try the three. In and out, no good. Jones, a rebound. Fall away put back, no. And the rebound to O'Connor. He was falling backwards when he put that ball up. On the drive, Magnani had a block. They're going to get a foul on Jackson Jones. Got him with the body. That'll be the first on Jones. Team foul number two on Xavier. And Magnani to the free throw line. Mount Pleasant shoots very well at 71%. And Magnani at 88. And got the first free throw.
Two fouls already on Xavier. That's early. Mount Pleasant yet to commit a foul.
Kiernan Kohorst into the game for the Panthers. Second free throw on the way right through. Magnani's the penetrator of the three guards. And Mount Pleasant with their biggest lead. It's 14-9 Panthers. Matt Mims across the timeline for the Saints. Man-to-man defensively for Mount Pleasant. Mims picked up by Sartorius out front. Goes crossover. Angles right with it. Leaves it for Jones. He'll turn. Fire the three off the front iron. No. And the rebound out of there to Mount Pleasant. As Colin Mulford gets it. Magnani up to Sartorius. Jab step. Step back three. No. Rebound loose. Picked up by Schulte. Quinn on the run. Three on three. Lead pass to Tekau. Drives in. Goes off the glass and scores. Nice finish there by Tekau, the 6'7 senior.
Took it to the hoop tough.
He's got four and a couple field goals, 14-11. Panthers by three with the basketball. Magnani pushes in inside. Two-man game inside to Kohorst. Turn around good from the heart of the lane. Mount Pleasant shooting it very well right now here early.
That's been a key factor for their five-point lead. Xavier's got to improve that field goal percentage.
Only at 30% right now. Mount Pleasant well over 50%. Under a minute to play here in the game's first quarter. And a 16-11 lead right now for Mount Pleasant. Xavier has led once in this game. Mims coming left with the starter dribble. Mims, a little shake and bake move, goes crossover on the drive. Double pump runner, no, but he drew the foul. And he'll go to the free throw line. And the foul is going to go against Kiernan Kohorst. That'll be his first and the first of the quarter. And the game against the Panthers. Mims to the line, 75% for the junior. And the free throw on the way and good. And O'Connor coming back in, and Bryce Schulte will follow him right back into the game. 38.8 to play first quarter. And Xavier trying to pull within three. Second free throw up, rimming good. And Gabe Lux makes his first appearance for Xavier, the 5'10 junior. And Mims will get a breather. Full court pressure applied by Xavier. Kind of surprised Mount Pleasant a little bit. See if they go for the last shot with a half minute to play in the first. Sartorius standing out in the center circle. Magnani comes out to help him, and they will spread it and hold for one here. Out front. Magnani over at the far hash mark, directing traffic, brings it around on the hand back. 12 seconds to play. Sartorius with Quinn Schulte on it. Both Schulte brothers in there right now. Over to Magnani, see if he goes one-on-one, down to 6 seconds. Up top to Kohorst, top of the key, working on Jones. Over it comes now, crossover dribble, losing it, picking up Sartorius, and he got fouled by Schulte at the horn. A tough break right there by Xavier.
But Schulte has played pretty good defense on Sartorius because he's a big threat offensively.
6:30 in the morning.
That's true.
Got them both, and after one, officially, it is Mount Pleasant 18 and the Xavier Saints 13. Back with the second quarter after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball on KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier girls basketball team fell in the Class 4A state semifinals 58-49 to eventual champion North Scott last Friday in Des Moines. The Saints finished the season with a mark of 18-7. Senior Lexi Noonan led Xavier with 20 points and was named to the Class 4A all-tournament team. Congratulations to Coach Tom Lilly and the Saints on a great season. The Xavier wrestling team sent three wrestlers to the state tournament in Des Moines. Josh Gerke lost his first round match to the number two rated wrestler, but then came back to finish third at 145 pounds. The Xavier bowling teams had individual qualifiers at the state bowling meet in Des Moines last week. Jacob Fulton rolled a 348 series on the boys' side, while Tanya Zog had a 314 series for the Saints.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company.
family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Back with you at Wells Fargo Arena, Scott Unesh alongside Randy Krejci here on this Tuesday afternoon. Right now, shooting percentages after the first quarter. Mount Pleasant, 55%, 6 of 11. And Xavier at 36% at 5 of 14. Rebounds are 8-6 right now in favor of the Panthers. And Xavier's had good looks, just haven't been able to put all of them down.
Yeah, I'd say the biggest thing is just improve that field goal percentage, and I think they'll be right back in it. So,
see the lineups coming out for the second quarter here. For Xavier, Quinn Schulte, Max Tekau, Matt Mims, Nolan Bukowski, and Jackson Jones. And for Mount Pleasant, they are back to their starting five as well. Mulford, Cohorst, O'Connor, Sartorius, and Magnani. Two teams not real deep. Xavier about seven, maybe they'll stretch to eight. Mount Pleasant about seven deep as well. Xavier basketball down five to start the second. Mims in front court. Brooks to Bukowski, man-to-man still for Mount Pleasant. Quinn Schulte looking for the back door. Instead, bounce up top. Jones with a height advantage of about 6 to 7 inches on his man. Shovel pass to Tech out. Plays catch now with Quinn Schulte. Holds it outside the arc as Xavier being deliberate here to start the second quarter. Cross-court pass. Mims goes crossover. Mims drives, stops, puts it off the glass too strong. Tekau kept it alive, goes up off the glass. That's no good. And Cohorst the board.
But great rebound by Tekau. Hopefully the jitters are over for the Saints fans here. So if the Saints can score a little more, they'll be right back in it.
Down five right now at 18-13. Mulford up top. They work the weave back to Magnani. Cross-court pass left wing. Holding it outside the golden arc there. With whip pass inside to O'Connor, and he got fouled by Jones. And tell you what, Mount Pleasant, you put a man in the middle like O'Connor, and that makes him a whole lot better.
Yeah, and Sartorius made a nice pass into that congested lane to get it to O'Connor, and now he's on the free throw line.
Second foul on Jackson Jones as the free throw is up and good. O'Connor with six. 19-13 lead for Mount Pleasant. And second free throw, high archer is no good. And Tekau claims the board. He'll dump it out on the far sideline. Jackson Jones will bring it up. Saints down by six. Mims looks back to the bench, gets the play from Ryan Lersman. Bukowski. Holding it way out front. Goes to Tech on the high post. They're putting Jackson Jones down low, and now they get him up top. Jones doubled. Kick to the corner now to Schulte. He fumbled the ball for a moment. Picks it back up. Schulte in the handoff. Mims right back. It comes to Tech out. Jump pass. Dangerous one. Now Tech out. Traveled with it.
Yep.
Pretty easy call there. First turnover.
Needs to put her down a little quicker on that.
Kind of a rocker step there.
Yeah, exactly.
First turnover of the game against Xavier. And Mount Pleasant will bring it up. Panthers up six at 19-13. Xavier won the regular season game by 10 down at Mount Pleasant. Inside O'Connor, backing his way in. Fakes, goes up with a turnaround, can't get the roll. Rebound, Cohorst underneath, got Jones in the air and scores. Four on two field goals for the 6'3 junior.
Good second chance point contribution there by the Panthers.
That was their third offensive rebound. 5:55 to play first half. Saints down eight now. Schulte behind the screen to Tekau. Over in the corner. Mims three-pointer in and out. And the rebound to Mulford. Panthers getting excellent looks right now at the bucket. O'Connor in the high post looking inside for Cohorst. Instead hands it back to Sartorius. And Xavier's going to go zone here. They'll flatten out 1-2-2. Something Ryan Lersman learned from Tom Davis. This is dangerous against a good shooting team, though. Mulford three-pointer, that's going to be short. Rebound chased down by Nolan Bukowski in the far corner. So Xavier showed him some zone that time. 21-13. Mims to Bukowski. Puts it on the floor, stop and go dribble. Drives over to Tekau. Baseline jumper in and out. Another one.
Yeah, the lid's on right now for
Up court pass, tipped out of bounds on the far sideline by Matt Mims. Ida back in for Mount Pleasant, and Colin Mulford will come out. 4:58 remaining first half. 21-13, Mount Pleasant. Magnani on the penetration. Little right-hand floater. No. Rebound, Bukowski.
It's one of the few forced shots that Mount Pleasant's made.
4:44 to play here in the opening half. Mims off the clear out. Turns down the shot. Gets it to Quint Schulte. Schulte on the drive. All the way in. Cut off. Gets out front to Tech out. 23-17 as we are back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. 2:15 to play here in the opening quarter, or opening half, I beg your pardon. Tech Gal, left free throw line. They give him the shot, doesn't take it. Saints down by six. Bukowski behind the screen, missed everything on the three. Forced up there a little bit. And here comes
Napa know-how.
Torius takes it inside, cut off. It's a Taco Horse who walked with it. Both teams in a good floor game here early on. We're going to get another 30-second Xavier timeout here. Minute 53 to play, and despite the cold shooting for Xavier, right now still only down by six at 23-17. So it probably could be worse here for Xavier.
Yeah, they're like you said, they are getting open looks with their perimeter game, but just cannot put the ball in the hole.
33%, Xavier 7-21, 1 of 7 from three-point land. And Mount Pleasant, they've dropped a little bit over the last couple minutes. They're 8 of 21, 38%. And 16-12, the lead for Mount Pleasant as far as rebounds are concerned. Winner gets Waverly Shelrock.
Yeah, you got to probably credit both teams' defense. That's probably altering a few shots, especially on some of those drives underneath.
Full court pressure. Gabe Lux back into the game now for the Saints. Looking to get it in, and does. Xavier's going to go with the three guards now with Quint Schulte and Matt Mims, Bukowski and Tekau. So Jones on the bench with the two fouls right now. Quint Schulte brings it across the timeline. Mulford playing off of him as Mount Pleasant will stay in the man-to-man. It's going to be Sartorius on Mims. Dumps in the high post. Give and go back to Mims. Mims off to clear out. Now comes off a couple high ball screens with a stutter dribble. Schulte over to Lux in the corner. 1:24 to play here in the first half. Bukowski to Lux. They leave him open. He fakes, goes up at the three, and scores. And that is any points from Gabe Lux is a plus.
And Max Tekau is doing a better job of getting open in there. Now they got.
No. Back with you here at halftime as Xavier trails. Trailed by as many as eight, and now trailing only by 1 point here at halftime by a score of 23-22. Scott Unash, Randy Krejci with you, and a good comeback there by the Saints right
yes.
before the end of the first half.
And I've been impressed with Matt Mims and his floor leadership, really doing a good job passing. He's so quick, and the other kudos to Quinn Schulte. I think he's doing a great job on Sartorius. I know he averages 20-some points a game, and Schulte has kind of held him to 7 points, but Quinn Schulte is really playing good defense as far as I'm concerned. I still think if they can just shoot a little bit better, that will bring them over the edge here and put him back in the lead. But good ball game. Mount Pleasant is certainly a great team, has a good offense, and so the defense will matter, and Xavier shooting, that could be something that could be improved here in the third quarter.
Let's take a look at the halftime scoring for the Xavier Saints, being led by Matt Mims with 8 points, three field goals, and a couple of free throws. 6 points for Max Tekau on three field goals. Jackson Jones with 5 on a 3 and a 2. And Gabe Lux with a 3-pointer for 3. Lux coming in, averaging about a point a game. For Mount Pleasant, very balanced scoring. Brady Sartorius leading the way with 7. 6 for Jordan Magnani. Tom O'Connor in the middle with 6. And Kernan Kohorst with 4 for the Panthers. Turnovers, only 1 in the game for Xavier in the first half. And 4 turnovers for Mount Pleasant in the first half of play. First half shooting, Mount Pleasant 8 of 23 and 35%. overall. 1 out of 6, 17% from beyond the three-point arc. And Xavier, 9 of 23, 39% of the first half. Saints were 2 out of 8 from three-point land and 25%. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Rebounding, 17-13 lead right now for Mount Pleasant at the break. Tom O'Connor with 6 and Kiernan Cohorst with 5 for the Panthers. 5 offensive rebounds, 12 defensive for Xavier. 13 rebounds, 2 offensive, 11 defensive rebounds. Tekau leading the way with 4, Jackson Jones and Nolan Bukowski with 3 apiece. And we'll have more of the stats when they come our way here, the official stats coming up here for half number 2, as Xavier trails by a point here at the break, 23-22. Winner gets Waverly Shell Rock. They won earlier 58-45 over the Atlantic Trojans. 2 more games coming up tonight at 3A, and then it's 4A Wednesday here at the state tournament. We'll have a pair of games coming up tomorrow at 12:45. It'll be Iowa City West taking on the Newton Cardinals. That'll be followed by the Kennedy Cougars and Dubuque Hempstead coming up tomorrow at the boys' state tournament. And tomorrow night, you got a couple more games. West Des Moines Valley and the Polar Bears of Des Moines North tomorrow will go at it. And also Sioux City East and the Bettendorf Bulldogs will go at it coming up tomorrow as well.
Yeah, those should be good ones. The other thing, of course, you see probably even more basketball than I do, Scott, but I'm kind of impressed with the rebounding fundamentals of both of these teams. Just seems like people are blocking out better than what I see most of the season, and rebounding is clean, good hustle, but no stupid fouls in terms of rebounding either. So these are well-coached basketball teams. We know both Coach Rundquist and Coach Lersman very well, and they've got their kids ready to play, so they both deserve to be here at the state tournament. No doubts about that.
Some of the other stats here at halftime. Mount Pleasant's biggest lead has been 8. Xavier's biggest lead has been 2. It's been tied once, 2 lead changes. Points at the paint, Mount Pleasant leading that 12-8. Points off a turnover, Xavier leading that category 5-2. Mount Pleasant with 6 second chance points off those 5 offensive boards and fast break points, pretty much minimal now, 2-0, and the bench scoring is 3-0 in favor of the Xavier Saints. As Xavier's back out the floor, awaiting Mount Pleasant's arrival coming up here in just a little bit. As Xavier was down 6, scored the final 5 of the first half to pull within 1 here at the halftime break by a score of 23-22. Coming up later on tonight here on KGYM at 7:45, 107.5, 106.3 FM, we will have the West Coast Conference Championship game. That'll be number 3 Gonzaga and number 19 St. Mary's coming up tonight from Las Vegas, the fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. And again, that will be at 7:45. Tomorrow, we mentioned a couple more high school games. Thursday morning, Iowa State in the Big 12 tournament. That will be at 10:30 on 1600 AM. Meanwhile, North Lynn basketball at 10:15 coming up on Thursday morning. It'll be North Lynn and Gladbrook Rhinebeck in a 1A state semifinal. And that will be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. If Xavier wins, we'll have their game on Thursday night for you beginning at about 6:20. Both teams back out getting ready for the second half. We'll take a break and get ready for the second half as well. Our score at halftime in this 3A state quarterfinal, it's Mount Pleasant 23 and the Xavier Saints 22. Back in a minute. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you here in Des Moines at the Wells Fargo Arena, the Iowa Event Center. As we are at halftime, 23-22, the lead for Mount Pleasant over Xavier. And getting ready for half number two here as Saints scored the final five, shooting 39% the first half. Mount Pleasant really dropped in that second quarter as Xavier outscored the Panthers 9-5. This game got off to a really nice start as far as the tempo is concerned, and then both teams kind of went a little bit chilly in that second quarter.
Right, but what you relayed to us about fouls, Scott, I think we're going to probably see both coaches bring in their starting lineup. Nobody's really in foul trouble
yet. Now, Pleasant only had one foul in that first half.
One foul for the whole half, so... I think these guys, these three officials have got them all, so nothing's really slipped by this crew, so we should see both teams at their best here as we start the third quarter.
Now Pleasant will come out with their starting unit, looks like. Mulford, Kiernan Kohorst, O'Connor, Sartorius, and Magnani. And coming out for the Xavier Saints will be Matt Mims, Max Tekau, Nolan Bukowski, Jackson Jones, and Quinn Schulte. Jones, the only player on either team with two. He's got a pair of fouls here. It'll be Mount Pleasant basketball. Xavier played man just about the entire first half. They had one trip where they went to the 1-2-2 flat and 3-2 zone. Mount Pleasant ball underway, half number two. As Panthers will go to the bucket to our right, Xavier. We'll pick him up in the man-to-man. O'Connor outside in the high post. Picked up by Tekau to Mulford. He'll be guarded by Matt Mims. Off the clear out. Sartorius, two-man game. Tried to bounce it inside to O'Connor. O'Connor gets doubled. Spinning. Still spinning. Goes cross-court. Almost stolen by Mims. Now to Magnani. Puts it on the floor. Pull-up jumper from 15. Good. And the high archer. But wait a minute. Wave it off. Think he stepped on the baseline.
Stepped out of bounds. Max Tekau doing a good job again on O'Connor.
Really did. And Xavier kind of doubled the post that time a little bit. 23-22. Quinn Schulte into the front court quickly. Mount Pleasant will go man-to-man. That's the way they spent the entire first half. Bukowski, high lob. Top of the circle, Quinn Schulte. Right back it comes to Bukowski. As Xavier being patient. They drop it inside to Tekau. Puts it off the glass, no good. And O'Connor snaps down the rebound. Long up court pass. Nice catch in traffic. Kohorst missed the layup, though, and the weak side board out of there to Tekau. Here comes Xavier on the run. Here's Mims in the open court. Mims on the drive all the way in. Layup good with the left hand.
Super job with his quickness.
Matty Mims with 10.
Mims getting through two Panthers to score that bucket.
Xavier up one now. 24-23 and a whistle underneath and a foul on Xavier on the take. As Sartorius getting up a little gimpy in that foul.
Max Tekau on the foul.
That'll be his second.
And he darn near blocked that cleanly.
Sartorius on the line. 75%. And we mentioned Mount Pleasant shoots 71% as a team. And the first one rattles in. We're tied at 24.
Scott, it's just tough to guard Sartorius and O'Connor. We're two really good ball players.
Well, an inside-outside game, too.
Yep.
Got them both. Mount Pleasant by one. Pressure put on. They'll show it, and they'll back it off in the man. Mims will bring it up behind the back against Sartorius. Right in front of us, Quinn Schulte. As the Saints go to the bucket to our left here in half number two. We played 90 seconds here in the third. Mims turns top of the key. Nice pick and roll underneath the Tekau, and the little floater good with the right hand.
Again, setting that up nicely was Matthew Mims on the pass.
A couple of nice assists from Mims. 26-25, Xavier back up by one. Up top, Magnani whistles it over to Kohorst, left of the circle, drops it to O'Connor at the free throw line right. Uses up the dribble, gets it back out to Mulford. He had the clear out for a moment, now clears it out for Magnani. Directing traffic, now curls in the lane, lost it, picked it up, and they're going to get a double dribble. Yep. Raleigh Weaver's called a double dribble. Paul Rundquist didn't like the call.
But he did control that first one, then momentarily stopped it. Good call by Raleigh Weavers. You can't do that in Western Iowa or Eastern Iowa, by golly.
26-25. Especially not at Charter Oak U.
That's right.
Mims in front court. Xavier with a one-point lead. Schulte turns the corner, kicks it over to Tekau. Open baseline jumper swished right through from 15. Out on the right side for Max Tekau, who's got double figures in 10.
Tekau is catching fire, both defensively and offensively now.
Saints by three, 28-25. One-on-one move, shot no good. Rebound Jackson Jones on the weak side. Doubled in the backcourt. Finally bounces it out of there. Xavier with numbers. Lead pass to Mims, three on two. To the corner, Bukowski, open three. Ring it up. Timeout, Mount Pleasant. As Xavier with their biggest lead of the afternoon at six at 31-25.
It's quite a third quarter to at least start with. We've played almost 3 minutes, and Xavier's looking pretty tough.
Timeout, Mount Pleasant, 5:13 to play here in the third. Saints by six, 31-25. Back after this 30-second break here on KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Well, Xavier has come out of the locker room on fire. A 9-2 Saint run here to start quarter number three. You've had dribble penetration, good defense, good passing. I mean, just good
solid rebounding.
Fundamental basketball.
Yep, you bet. I'll tell you, these Mount Pleasant cheerleaders, Scott, if they ever rejuvenated gymnastics, they could they could be all-stars. That's...
Ball tipped away, almost intercepted in the backcourt by Bukowski as Xavier put on some full-court pressure. Kind of surprised the Panthers a little bit. Six-point Xavier lead here in the third quarter as Cohorst looking to get it in. Finally does, now to Mulford. Mulford will turn and bring it up on Matt Mims. Pushes ahead with a right-hand power dribble, gets to O'Connor, and now the Panthers will set it up. Under five to play here in the third. Mount Pleasant down six. Xavier back up, off the clear out. Sartorius, crossover dribble on the drive. Kicks it cross court. Magnani, three. Up, short, no. Rebound, Tekau. Took it away from Cohorst.
Great play by Max Tekau. And heavy traffic grabbing that rebound.
And he's had a good rebounding afternoon
here.
Yeah,
he's a strong young man.
Xavier working the triangle. They lob it right of the lane to Jones. Jones turns, puts up the follow away. Got it. Tough move there from 12 by Jackson Jones. He's got seven. Saints up now eight. Biggest lead, and the run continues.
Schulte still on Sartorius, doing a good job.
11-2 run right now by Cedar Rapids Xavier. Coming up on the halfway mark of the third. Low catch made by Magnani. Put it on the floor and get rid of it. Sartorius dumps it inside. Cohorst circles, leaves it for O'Connor, who gets the easy layup. Good ball movement there by Mount Pleasant.
Yep.
The big guy with his first bucket of the second half. He's got eight. And it's 33-27. Schulte on the drive. In all the way. Missed the layup, though. He was waiting for O'Connor.
Yeah, I think so.
Sartorius fakes, drives, stops, pull up 15, got it. Right of the lane for Brady Sartorius, and back come the Panthers.
So now we got a four-point game. This will be a key possession here. A little over 3 minutes to play.
33-29. 3:25 to play here in the third. Give and go underneath the Mims, who gets the layup and a chance at the three-point play. Beautiful give and go there by Matt Mims. And he'll go to the line. Kiernan Cohorst picks up the foul. He's got both Mount Pleasant fouls here in the ballgame. And Mims to the free throw line.
Trying to get the old-fashioned three-point play here. But again, his quickness helped convert that field goal.
Mims on the line. Deep knee bend. Right-hander's free throw up and good. Five in the quarter, 13 in the game for Matt Mims.
7 point Saint lead.
36-29. Sartorius over to Magnani. Takes it right corner. Cut off by Bukowski. Cross court skip pass to Sartorius. Back to Magnani. Around Bukowski. Shot rejected. Good defense coming over to help by Tekau. Saints on the run. To Tekau. Drives in. Gets the layup. Big guy running the floor.
That's playing 94 feet of basketball. Great block. beat everybody down the floor and then ends up converting the field goal.
38-29, high-low dumped to O'Connor, fake scores. They get the high-low there for O'Connor into double figures now with 10. It's 38-31. 2:42 to play, third quarter. Xavier up to 50% shooting. Mount Pleasant still at 35%. As Xavier getting some high percentage shots here. Mims penetrates, kicks it to Clint Schulte. They'll reset it now with Bukowski. Nolan will swing around and circle right. Back it comes to Schulte. They're just playing right off of him. They don't think he's going to shoot it. Quinn can make that shot. Cross court pass. Jones gets free, driving a kick to the corner. Back it comes now to Quinn Schulte. Coming up on 2 minutes to play here in the third. Saints by seven. Schulte starts to drive, left free throw line extended. Gets it back to Matt Mims now. Stutter move. Drives down the lane, in all the way. Double pump layup good on the scoop.
And he even beat O'Connor to get that shot in there.
Magnani, quick pull for three, no good. Goes into the corner, out of bounds. Going to go to Xavier. Magnani tried to beat everybody back and get that pull-up three, and it was short and went out of bounds.
So the Saints have the ball and a nine-point lead. Here comes Mims. Oops, almost lost the ball there. Now he's got it.
Bringing it up against Sartorius. Mims crossed the timeline into front court. Mims has been the big difference in this third quarter. Bounce to Tekau. He'll step back for the jumper. No. And the rebound to O'Connor. Nobody was underneath that time for Xavier.
He needed to follow his shot on that one, probably.
With Max out there on the wing. Crossover dribble. Pull up 15-footer right through for Brady Sartorius.
Sartorius is starting to heat up.
13 for Sartorius. 40-33. Xavier against the pressure. Schulte whip pass ahead to Jones. Now they get it underneath 2-on-1. Nice bounce underneath. Tekau dunks it home. Oh, they're going to get a walk before the dunk.
Well, definitely should make the highlight reel, even though it's scrambling. Great play.
Ryan Lersman's curious. Tekau threw that down with a little authority. Under a minute to play here in the third. Sartori, stop and go dribble all the way in. Wraparound layup, no. He was looking for Tekau.
Yep. Tekau snags the rebound.
Here comes Mims into the front court. Stop and go moving a beauty all the way in, and he got hammered.
Yeah, O'Connor. Well, you might be able to call it on either one, huh?
Yeah, so it was either O'Connor or Ida. Going to get O'Connor. His first third team foul.
He just didn't quite get there in time, but
Mims says, I'm fine. Now, remember, Mims missed some time about at the 2/3 mark of the season.
Was that the concussion?
That was Jones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think we got some blood now on Brady Sartorius.
Uh-oh.
So they'll take him out and get him patched up. And Mount Pleasant's going to take a timeout here so they can keep Sartorius in the game. 42 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll go ahead and take a 30-second timeout and come back. 42 seconds to play in the third. Xavier 40, Mount Pleasant 33. Back at 30 seconds from KGYM Sports.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Back with you from the boys' state basketball tournament. Sartorius has gotten everything taken care of. If you take the timeout, Randy, you can keep your player in.
So.
And Mount Pleasant, not a deep team.
I didn't even really see any trainer go out, but I think they cleaned him up and he's ready to go.
As they played.
Joe Gatto talking to him right now, making sure he's okay. And Mims at the line, shooting two.
Mims got hammered going in. 15 points today for Matt Mims. Bends knees, puts the first one up and right through. He's got 16 now. Xavier from the free throw line. Perfect on the afternoon. They're 4 for 4. Colin Mulford will come back in for Mount Pleasant. Cohorst will check out. Ida also in now for the Panthers. And Gabe Lux will come in for Jackson Jones for the Saints. So Xavier will go small here with the three guards.
Yeah, we'll see if Lux can hit a three-pointer here, too.
Had one big one in that first half.
Yes, that was key.
Free throw number two, up and curling in. And Mims with 17 to lead all scorers here for the Saints. See if Mount Pleasant goes for one. 9-point Xavier lead ties their high water mark. Sartorius into the front court. Schulte on him. Little shake and bake move, drives, pull up left baseline, jumper right through. Smooth for Sartorius.
You got to get a hand on the face of Sartorius. Can't let him have a free shot.
23 seconds. Wing pass ahead. Cross court now to Quint Schulte, and Xavier will hold it for one.
15 seconds to go.
And Xavier will get the ball to start quarter number four. So pretty big offensive play right here. Mims comes off the Bukowski screen. Takes it up top. Gets doubled. Almost lost it to the corner. Schulte. Three-pointer good for Quinn at the horn.
The super sophomore gets a big one. 10-point lead.
After three, it's Xavier, the defending champions at 3A on top, 45-35 over Mount Pleasant. We'll come back with the fourth quarter right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball from KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier girls basketball team fell in the Class 4A state semifinals 58-49 to eventual champion North Scott last Friday in Des Moines. The Saints finished the season with a mark of 18-7. Senior Lexi Noonan led Xavier with 20 points and was named to the Class 4A all-tournament team. Congratulations to Coach Tom Lilly and the Saints on a great season. The Xavier wrestling team sent three wrestlers to the state tournament in Des Moines. Josh Gerke lost his first round match to the number two rated wrestler, but then came back to finish third at 145 pounds. The Xavier bowling teams had individual qualifiers at the state bowling meet in Des Moines last week. Jacob Fulton rolled a 348 series on the boys' side, while Tanya Zog had a 314 series for the Saints.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Xavier with a 23-12 third quarter, outscoring Mount Pleasant as we welcome you back to the well. Scott Unash, Randy Krejci with you. As Xavier up by 9, and they can improve on that, or check that up by 10. Xavier now shooting 51% for the game, while Mount Pleasant is at 38%. Big three by Quinn Schulte there.
That was a great way to end the quarter. And as we heard on the Xavier report there, congratulations to Lexi Noonan, All-Stater in girls basketball. And, of course, if the Xavier boys can win this, they'll move to the semifinal round and take on Waverly Shell Rock. So,
Quinn Schulte, Matt Mims, Max Tekow, Jackson Jones back in for the Saints, as well as Nolan Bukowski, Mulford, O'Connor, Kohorst, and there along with Sartorius and Magnani. Xavier has won six in a row in this series, and they have played each and every year for the past decade plus in non-conference play to open up the year. Second time they're meeting this year. They met twice last year. Tech out in the high post. Over to Bukowski. Left wing. Three-pointer off the front iron. No, and O'Connor gathers the board. Long up court pass to the corner. Magnani. Good job defensively. Quint Schulte getting back, but they're going to get a hand check on Quinn. Only his second. Only the second team fouled. And for Mount Pleasant, they also have two team fouls.
That shows his good fundamentals. That Quinn Schulte, only two fouls, and has done a whale of a job defensively.
Looking, Magnani, Sartorius gets it in. Now Magnani out front. Nice crossover dribble, drives in, fakes, and traveled with it. Took an extra step. Seventh turnover for the Panthers. Xavier has only two turnovers in this game. They'll go against the pressure.
Phenomenal grid floor play.
Schulte behind the back with the dribble. Brings it up across the timeline, hands it to Bukowski. Saints by 10. Quinn Schulte on the stutter dribble. Takes it inside. Leaves it for Tekow. Tekow got caught in the air. Had to jump pass it over to Jackson Jones. Al Jones circles in the lane. All the way in. Leaner up. No, but drew the foul. Got pushed underneath and should get a couple free throws coming out of it. Jordan Magnani picks up the foul, his first. And Jackson Jones to the line. The junior all-tournament captain a year ago. 82% foul shooter and curls the first one in. And the lead up to 11 now for Xavier. Second free throw going to be short. And the rebound to Colin Mumford. 46-35, Xavier lead. The big third quarter has done it for the Saints. Cohorse, left of the circle. High-low pass inside. Sartorius, turnaround high. Archer, in and out. Now it's Mount Pleasant shots that are going in and out.
That's right.
It was Xavier's in the first half.
Quinn Schulte trying to set things up here.
Cohorse coming out on him. Schulte angles left at the dribble. Hands it up high to Jones. Tries to go back door, look that way. Nice crossover dribble. Drives in all the way and got fouled.
Xavier's in no hurry to force it in there. And
Magnani picks up his second. Yeah, Xavier's going to only take high percentage shots now.
Right.
Tekau on the hand back. Here comes Mims. Matt at the center circle. Coming off the ball screen, flips it over to Tekau. Back to Quinn Schulte. To Bukowski. Nice crossover dribble. Bukowski underneath the Tekau layup. Good. Beautiful.
Great
foul.
Assist by Bukowski.
Tekau with 14. 48-35. The Saints with their biggest lead at 13. 6 minutes to play here in the ball game. Sartorius spinning right of the circle. Goes crossover. Got doubled. Tried to go down to the baseline. Threw it away. Good job defensively by Xavier again, causing the turnover. They're double-teaming just at the right times.
The Panthers might have to rely a little more on Rick Sartorius, I think, here.
Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Xavier. Ida will come in, and O'Connor's going to come out. And now, really, with Mount Pleasant down 13, you take O'Connor out of the game and his effectiveness because you're going to go to your three-point game.
Well, I just think I better call Sartorius Brady Sartorius. I'm not I talk about his dad.
Yeah, Rick was a pretty good player, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Quinn Schulte into the front court to Jackson Jones. Comes left, takes it above the free throw line, hands it back now to Mims. 5:35 to play in the ballgame. Xavier by 15 at 48-35.
Tekau's getting open in there.
Winner get against Waverly Shellrock coming up on Thursday night. Tekau open, puts it on the floor, drives in on Ida. Gives it right back to Quinn Schulte. Schulte looking back door, hands instead back to Mims right in front of us. Matt holding it, coming off the high ball screen. Little pick and roll, nice catch by Tekau, and two more.
Another great pass by Matt Mims.
16 for Tekau, 19 for Matt Mims. And Xavier pulling away, 50-35. Cohorse posting up on Tekau. Under five to play. Magnani on the drive. Stops, fakes. Now goes up with a leaner and got the roll. A little 10-footer. And that was good defense by Xavier.
Yep.
Just got the shot to go in. Mims doubled in the backcourt. Long wing pass. Now into front court to
there's,
Max Tekau.
There's Schulte open.
Dumped it inside, and Schulte got fouled. On his back was Ida.
Yep, Ida just not quite quick enough to break that pass up.
Fifth team foul on Mount Pleasant. Only two have been called on the Saints. Jones to inbound. Looking and finds Mims. Dumps it inside. Tekau. Nice spin move on the block and before the shot. Going to get a foul on Cohorst. Without O'Connor in there, Tekau can have his way.
That's true. That makes a difference.
Kieran Cohorst gets his third. He's the first player on either team with three. Next free throw or next foul will put Xavier on
yeah,
the line.
Put them in the bonus.
Mims will lob it in. Jones with a catch in the corner. Little shake and bake move. Comes left with it. Dumps it down low to Bukowski. No one on the bounce. Back it comes to Tekau. Is Xavier playing keep away and looking for the back door or looking for the easy layup again? Mims trapped out front. Got it out of there. Far corner, Tekau puts it on the floor, drove in, and lost it on the double team. Magnani, lead pass, broken up nicely by Mims.
Great steal. by Mims, causing the Mount Pleasant turnover.
What anticipation. Ball nearly taken away right in front of us. Now they dive on the floor. Mims kept it alive. And I think we're going to get over and back on Mims. Or are we going to get a foul? Or a timeout? We got a timeout.
Timeout.
So none of the above. They're going to get a timeout called by Xavier, so this will be a full timeout.
Raleigh Weaver's got it all sorted out, but yeah, looked like there were three options available there.
Listening to high school basketball here on KGYM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. We'll take a minute break, 3:48 to play here in the ballgame. Xavier 50, Mount Pleasant 37. Back after this one-minute timeout here on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Great dump to Max Techow for two more. He's got 18 coming off the timeout. It's a 52-37 Xavier lead. Mulford fakes the three, drives left of the lane, pass out front, almost got away, but chased down by Ida. He'll pull up for the three over Jones. Way too strong on the line driver. Offensive rebound, put back, no good. Rebound tipped around and got a foul underneath. And it's going to go against the Saints. Might be Max Techow. That would be his third.
Although he altered the shot originally, it's just on the rebounding he got a little too aggressive.
Third on tech out, 3:14 to play. Xavier up by 15. Inbound shot no good, but Kowski gets the board. Xavier trailed by one at halftime. They went on an 11-2 run in the third and have not looked back since. Trap in front of us. Quinn Schulte trying to get out of there and gets it out front to Butkowski. Back door, Quinn Great. Schulte, layup good on the left hand.
The super sophomore just snuck into the lane there and converted. That was great. Great play.
54-37, a 17-point lead. Sartorius takes it inside and got the left-hand layup. And a timeout going to be taken here by Paul Rundquist to 30.
But a thing you mentioned before, now you're right, Scott, and that'll be big. Mount Pleasant on the next foul. The Saints will be shooting the 1-1, and that will help them, I think. We may see some fouling here at the end, but then the Saints will at least get to go to the charity stripe.
Yeah, Xavier as a team on the year shoot 66%, but your ball handlers for Xavier, Jackson Jones 82%, Mims 74%, and Noah Butkowski 73%. So all those fellows doing very well. Schulte 60%. Techow, a little bit of a struggle from the free throw line for Max, but he's had a great game this afternoon.
Oh, played super both ends of the floor.
Full court pressure being applied by the Panthers. It has not bothered Xavier at all. Only three turnovers in the game. Saints shooting 55% and well over 60% of the second half. Straight man now, Mount Pleasant. Mims lost it out front, Ewing the dribble. 2:28 to play. Butkowski to Schulte. Everybody chasing now, wearing maroon. Schulte drives, gets it to Jones. Mims out front, goes back door, finds Jones underneath. Layup for two more. Double figures now for Jackson Jones. 56-39. Pull up 15-footer right through for Sartorius from the left free throw line, and he's got 19 to lead the Panthers. 56-41, Xavier lead, under two to play.
Yeah, Sartorius has had a great second half, I think.
Four of these five starters will be back next year. Ooh, Schulte got away with the travel.
Yep.
Inside to Butkowski. Leader up, rimming. No, but he drew the foul. He did get away with one.
I think we have some referees behind us.
Kiernan Kohorst gets his fourth foul. That's the 17th foul. Xavier shooting from here on in. Nolan Bukowski with 3 points and stays that way. He was fouled in the act of shooting, so he gets two. 56-41 with a minute 46 to play in the game.
Nolan's an honorable mention, all Mississippi Valley Conference player.
Bukowski got the second. Little backwards defense here. Mount Pleasant bringing it up with Sartorius, who's had a terrific game. They'll clear it out, going one-on-one. Pull up three, going to be short. An air ball and chased out of there by Bukowski. Ahead to Mims, and Xavier going to move on to the semifinals, where they're going to get number one seeded Waverly Shellrock. And
Waverly beat them earlier in the year, right? Non-conference?
Yep. It'll be another rematch. No-look pass underneath the Tech out. Tried to dunk it, got fouled. Going up for the slam.
A good strong move by Max Techow.
Ida gets the second.
He's definitely proved to us he can play 94 feet worth of basketball and do it effectively.
What an afternoon for Techow. Free throw on the way right through. Spencer Dempelwolf will come in. And for Mount Pleasant, Mason Ashton will come in. 6 foot junior. And Brody McGankey will come in. Max Johnson will make his first appearance for the Saints.
Tech out deservedly as a second team all Mississippi Valley Conference selection. He's proving why today.
Got them both, and Techow will leave. What a game for Max. 20 for Max Techow. If you're wondering, yes, Xavier's replaying their schedule again. They played Mount Pleasant in the opener, won by 10, and then went up to Waverly, and everybody got into foul trouble that night early on. Here's a shot off the glass, no good, but Kiernan Kohorst will go to the line. And that foul is going to go against Max Johnson.
Good move by Kohorst. Took it to the hoop tough and drew the foul.
Kiernan Kohorst has a younger brother on the team, we assume, with Keegan Kohorst.
Cuts the Xavier lead to 17.
102 to play. Gabe Lux will come in and along with Bryce Schulte. And Tucker Johnson will come in, number one for Mount Pleasant. So Xavier is going to move on. Second free throw also good. Kohorst out. Rhett Zeglin will come in now for Mount Pleasant.
Bryce Schulte, a good example of a great quarterback, multi-sport athlete, and he's out here playing basketball.
Good baseballer as well.
And baseball, you bet. He'll look forward to the summer.
Of course, Bryce going to be walking on to the Iowa football team as a preferred walk-on. 43 seconds to play. We'll have the Xavier semifinal coming up on Thursday night for you. That is the 6:30 game here at the Boys State Tournament. And there's a Xavier turnover. Only their fourth of the game. Ahead to Sartorius. His leaner won't go. Rebound on the weak side. Johnson got in the air and fouled. Zeglin. Max got two fouls. He's going to come in and make get in that scorebook.
he's going to be on the stat sheet.
And Ryan Keenan going to get ready to come in for Xavier.
That's a familiar name.
His dad, the principal at
you
Xavier.
You bet. Tremendous administrator. Ryan's a great kid.
Kyle Mader will come in. He's a sophomore, and he's going to be a good one. Before all is said and done. 28.9 to play, and Xavier will beat Mount Pleasant for the second time this season. Free throw number. The Mount Pleasant Panthers getting their award medals and trophy here from Brent Nanamp and Alan Besty from the Iowa High School Athletic Association as Xavier wins it 59-44. To go to 14-11 on the year and a date with Waverly Shellrock in the 3A state semifinal coming up tomorrow night. or a Thursday night, I beg your pardon. That will be at 6:35. We'll be on the air at 6:20 for you here on KGYM coming up on Thursday evening. And a really good second half by Xavier. Shot it well, passed it well, played really good defense too.
Yeah, they really looked good down the stretch, and certainly deserved to be there like we talked about before. Think about the tough competition they had during the year. They were only two games above 500 coming into the tournament, and then to have a performance like this. And I'll tell you, that Matt Mims, he can really see the floor. A great assist, had a nice night scoring. Quinn Schulte played some outstanding defense, because that is really, really tough to guard Brady Sartorius. And even though Sartorius scored a few points at the end to get up toward his average, Quinn Schulte did a fantastic job. And what can't you say about Max Tekau? Definitely can play 94 feet of great basketball, was tough defensively. Offensively, he was very good when they got the ball to him, and he kept Tom O'Connor down, because I thought Tom O'Connor could be the one to damage this chance for Xavier to win the ball game. So very good showing totally by the Xavier Saints. So and I know they'll probably want to get a little revenge when they take on Waverly Shell Rock, and that'll be Thursday night at 6:35. And of course, Waverly Shell Rock finals in any of the four classes, they're guaranteed two more games, and that's arguable whether that's good or bad, but it does give a chance for a lot of kids to get the opportunity to play, and it's nice to come down here and at least get three games rather than just one. So good for the Xavier Saints, and the Waverly Shell Rock Gohawks got a good future ahead in both programs.
I think we're going to talk to assistant coach Brad Stobey coming up here in just a little bit. As the Saints win it 59-43, let's take a look at the final scoring in the ball game this afternoon for Xavier. They go to 14-11 on the year for the Saints, three in double figures, led by Max Tekau of the Big Three. The Big Three came up with 47 of Xavier's 59 here today. Max Tekau with 20 points on 9 field goals and 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Right behind Matt Mims. What a terrific performance by Mims, who ended up with a total of 17 points, 6 assists, and 1 rebound on 6-10 shooting this afternoon for Mims. 10 points for Jackson Jones today. He did that on 4 field goals and a free throw, including a 3-pointer. 5 points for Quint Schulte. He hit a big, big bucket, a big 3 at the end of the third quarter to extend the lead for Xavier. 4 points for Nolan Petkowski, and 3 points for Gabe Lux on a 3-point goal. For Mount Pleasant, they end their season at 22-3, and two of the three losses were to the Saints. Led by Brady Sartorius, a 6-foot junior, he's terrific, and he will be on the All-State team, no doubt about that, one of them. Ended up with 19 points today. 10 points for Tom O'Connor, the 6'9 Aussie, senior foreign exchange student. 8 for Jordan Magnani today. Xavier did a really good job. They held him to only 2 points in the second half. And then 6 points for Kieran Kohorst and 1 for Rhett Zeglin. Turnovers, 9 for Mount Pleasant. Only 4 turnovers in the ballgame for the Xavier Saints. The bench scoring was 3-1 in this one in favor of Cedar Rapids Xavier here this afternoon. Some of the other stats we'll get to here. Shooting percentages for Xavier: 23 of 41, 56%. And in the second half, wanted to see what Xavier shot. Saints were 78% in the second half. 78% in the second half. We'll get more on that coming up in a moment. But we're going to get a word from assistant coach Brad Stobey here after the Xavier win, 59-44. You're going to win a lot of games with 78% shooting in that second half.
Is that what we did?
Yeah, that's what you did.
I wish I could take credit for some of that, but credit to our kids. And Mount Pleasant, they played a fantastic game. You could see they were energized, had a good game plan. But when you put the ball in the hoop, it makes you look better all around. So
really does. And you made a lot of adjustments, I think, at halftime. Looked like you doubled the post a little quicker. Then you got the lead. Then shots started dropping. And then that O'Connor had to go out of the game because perimeter.
Right, exactly. And you know, defense, our second half of the season, that's been our key. When we play good, solid defense, our offense looks better, everything looks better. And that's those were the adjustments. I think we held them to 5 in the second quarter.
Yep.
You know, after an 18-point first quarter, which just wasn't very good. So, you know, the defense, again, is our key, and being unselfish with the ball. So.
Well, Dr. Sovey, I want to thank you. What you told me prior to the game really came true. So what you were hoping to do, certainly we got to see that on the floor at 94 feet, probably led by Max Eckow.
Right.
We were just impressed with what he did defensively. And sometimes he'd get the rebound and be the first one down there and get a pass from Mims and end up scoring. So great team effort. So
And one thing about Max is, you know, he's such an intense kid, and he's like that every day in practice. He never takes a possession off in practice, and he runs hard all the time. So it's not accident when it happens in a game all of a sudden just because he's, you know, on the big stage. He does it every day, and that's the team. They've been like that every day. So that's why, you know, that's how you get better.
Well, right. And it's got to be fun to coach a group that.
Yes. Yeah, and that's the best part about winning. You know, we get a practice tomorrow, and we get to play a couple more games no matter what, I think.
Matt Mims, 6 of 10, 17 points, 6 assists, 2 steals, no turnovers. I mean, he was terrific.
He really was. And Mattson, you know, even though he's a junior, he is our leader on the floor. His enthusiasm is contagious. He's just a great, unselfish kid. You know, he could really dominate the ball if he wanted to. And instead of doing that, he sets his team up and, you know, his main thing is winning.
Coach, what is the next 48 hours like? Obviously, you know, you're going to play Waverly-Shellrock. How do you prepare, or what are you going to do prior to that semifinal round game?
Right. Well, that's a good thing about having 6 coaches. Okay, so a couple of us have been on the scout already, just in case. We were hoping that we'd be successful, and I happen to be one of them. So we've finished most of our scout on, you know, Sunday night, Monday morning, so we're ready for that for the next game. The biggest thing is recovery now. You know, that was a game that's going to take a lot out of us, and Waverly played a game that's going to take a lot out of them. And it's just getting ready mentally, getting a good night's sleep, and coming down here and having fun.
And do your practicing at Xavier High School then?
I don't know what we'll do.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. The last couple days we've been at Co.
Oh.
So that's kind of been our tradition. As soon as postseason starts, we don't practice at Xavier as soon as we're done playing there. So.
Yeah. And well, a couple other things before I let you go. Number one, Gabe Lux and Quinn Schulte had big shots, big baskets this game.
Wow. I mean, those were, you know, that's a way to close a quarter. And they were huge momentum turners in my mind. You know, both the kids can shoot. You know, they don't do it all the time because we've got a lot of the other offensive weapons. But, you know, big moments, and they took care of it. And I'm so happy for both of them. Another two great kids, smarter than can be. We've got a really great academic team too, so they're intelligent, but they're great kids too. And to see them have offensive success that everybody notices is great. Quinn played a great defensive game
yes,
too.
He did.
And Gabe gives us minutes where it's nice to have somebody off the bench that, you know, is going to be engaged and play hard. So.
Yep. And hope for a better start second time around against Waverly Shellrock.
Yeah, they're a great team. I mean, we have our hands completely full. So we'll see if we can, you know, one possession, see if we can stop them once and see if we can score once and go from there.
All right.
Well, huge congratulations to you. You've got a great program going and fantastic coaching all the way through. The whole crew and wishing you the best the rest of the way. So.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Good job. Go celebrate a little.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Brad. Assistant Coach Brad Stovey. And the Xavier Saints win it today 59-44 here over the Mount Pleasant Panthers. Some of the other stats before we let you go here today, get you back and join up with the local programming with APC here at KGYM. And this 59-44 win for the Xavier Saints. The shooting percentages, Xavier shot 78% of the second half, 56% for the game, 23 of 41, 4 of 11, 36% from beyond the arc. Mount Pleasant, 16 of 43 and 37%, 1 out of 10 from three-point land. So Xavier held them to 10% shooting and held them to only 10 three-pointers, averaging over 20 threes a game. Xavier cut that in half. Free throws, Saints 9 of 11, 82%. While Mount Pleasant was 11 of 13, they shot it well, 85%. Rebounding, Xavier minus three. Mount Pleasant wins that 25-22. They had eight offensive boards. Xavier had two offensive boards. Saints led by Max Tekau and Nolan Bukowski with seven rebounds apiece. Tom O'Connor ended up with a double-double. He had 10 points and 10 boards to lead Mount Pleasant. Points in the paint, Xavier won it 28-20. Points off turnovers, Xavier got that category 12-3. Mount Pleasant got second chance points, 7-2, but only got one after halftime. And Xavier 4-0 as far as fast break points are concerned. So there you go. Xavier wins it 59-44. Randy, thank you very much.
Well, it was great working with you once again. And we might just mention those interested in 2A earlier. Pella Christian won 52-49 in overtime over Van Meter. Carol Kemper defeated Garner Hayfield Ventura 51-31. And, of course, all the KGYM listeners that enjoy North Lynn, they'll get a chance to have you broadcast their opening game on Thursday morning when North Lynn takes on Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. So that should be another dandy, Scott.
Should be a good one as well. And, of course, Phil Dunn will be back with me coming up tomorrow. I don't know if they're giving him the day off at Prairie or exactly what's happening, but Phil's coming down. We know that. We'll be on the air tomorrow for the first two Class 4A quarterfinal games on 4A Wednesday here at the state tournament. Number one, West High taking on Newton. That'll be followed by the Kennedy Cougars taking on Dubuque Hempstead in the Mustangs' first ever appearance here at the state basketball tournament. That will be coming up at approximately 2:45. First game starts at 1:05 with the tip-off tomorrow here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Big thanks to Zach Johnson back in the studio. Big thanks to all our great sports boosters that bring you basketball here on KGYM. Special thanks to everybody for tuning in. We're going to get you back to the APC coming up next here on KGYM. For Randy Krejci, I'm Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. And the final score of this 3A state quarterfinal, it was the Xavier Saints 59 and the Mount Pleasant Panthers 44. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM. So long from the Iowa Event Center and Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines. For